Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Follow the Money, The Shocking Deep State Connections of the Anti-Trump Cabal, is a political, polemic, and investigative-style nonfiction book by Dan Bongino. Published as part of his broader series on the Trump era, Deep State Narrative, the book argues that multiple scandals involving the Trump administration were not isolated events, but connected efforts driven by Democratic operatives, intelligence and law enforcement figures, major donors, and media-adjacent actors. Bongino centers the book on the claim that money, influence, and institutional power can be traced through these controversies, especially around the Russia investigation, the Michael Flynn case, the Ukraine impeachment episode, and the early response to COVID-19. Written for readers who are already interested in partisan political analysis, the book aims to connect public controversies into a single interpretive framework. Its purpose is less to present a neutral historical account than to advance a case that hidden alliances repeatedly worked against Trump and his allies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book frames Trump-era scandals as one coordinated anti-Trump network. A core idea in the book is that the controversies surrounding Donald Trump were not separate mistakes, overreaches, or isolated political fights. Instead, Bongino presents them as parts of a larger and coordinated campaign involving Democratic operatives, intelligence officials, FBI personnel, and wealthy donors. This framing is important because it shifts the reader away from viewing each event on its own and towards seeing patterns of overlap among institutions and individuals. The argument depends on the idea that power in Washington is exercised through informal alliances as much as through formal office. By placing these actors in one narrative, the book suggests that scandal generation itself can be a political strategy. Readers are invited to interpret media stories, investigations, and legislative fights not as neutral democratic checks, but as tools deployed within a deeper struggle for control. This is what gives the book its unifying structure. It tries to make disparate events legible as a single political operation, rather than a series of unrelated episodes. Secondly, money and donor influence are treated as the hidden engine of political conflict. The title signals one of the book's main claims: follow the money to understand the motive and coordination behind the anti-Trump effort. Bongino places heavy emphasis on the role of wealthy donors, especially George Soros, and on financial relationships that he argues helped sustain political and investigative pressure on Trump. In this framework, money is not just a background condition of politics. It is the mechanism that connects activists, consultants, media figures, and public officials into an effective network. The book uses this idea to suggest that public narratives often have private funding structures behind them. That approach is central to the book's logic because it offers a way to translate suspicion into pattern recognition. If the same circles of influence appear repeatedly, then the scandals are presented as organized rather than accidental. The book is less concerned with broad theory about campaign finance than with tracing specific lines of patronage and coordination. For readers, the takeaway is that political meaning often lies behind visible institutions, in the funding relationships that shape what those institutions choose to pursue. Thirdly, Michael Flynn is used as the book's key example of institutional targeting. One of the most emphasized episodes in the book is the treatment of Michael Flynn, Trump's first national security advisor. Bongino describes Flynn as a central victim of institutional abuse and uses his case to illustrate how law enforcement and intelligence tools can be turned into political weapons. The significance of Flynn in the book is not only personal but structural. His case is presented as proof that the system can be used to trap, pressure, and destroy a political target. By revisiting the sequence of Flynn-related events, the book argues that official actions were not merely aggressive investigations, but part of a deliberate setup. This matters because it gives the larger conspiracy narrative a concrete anchor. Rather than relying only on abstract claims about a deep state, the book points to a recognizable public figure and a highly visible controversy that makes the argument more persuasive to readers who are already skeptical of federal institutions. It also reinforces the book's broader claim that the state can be mobilized not just to enforce law, but to shape political outcomes through selective enforcement and procedural pressure. Fourthly, Ukraine and impeachment are presented as evidence of narrative engineering. The book devotes major attention to the Ukraine controversy and the impeachment proceedings that followed, treating them as another stage in the alleged anti-Trump campaign. Bongino argues that key figures, including Adam Schiff and others involved in the process, helped construct a narrative designed to damage Trump politically. In this account, impeachment is not simply a constitutional response to misconduct, but a media legal process shaped by selective leaks, strategic framing, and hidden connections. The book also emphasizes the role of the so-called whistleblower and surrounding political ties, using these relationships to argue that the public was shown only a curated version of the story. This topic is distinct from the Flynn material because it focuses less on direct law enforcement action and more on the political production of scandal. The book suggests that the modern impeachment process can operate as a narrative machine, converting partial information into a powerful political weapon. For readers, this section underscores Bongino's broader suspicion that institutional procedures can be repurposed to create legitimacy for partisan attacks rather than to resolve factual disputes impartially. Lastly, the COVID-19 chapter extends the conspiracy narrative into global crisis politics. The book's final major turn is its treatment of COVID-19, which Bongino links to the broader effort to undermine Trump's re-election prospects. In this section, the pandemic is presented not only as a public health disaster, but also as a political event with strategic consequences. The book argues that thecrisis, and specifically the way it unfolded from China into a global emergency, became a tool that harmed the Trump administration economically and politically. This is a significant expansion of the book's argument because it moves from domestic institutional conflict into international and systemic crisis. Instead of limiting the deep state framework to Washington scandals, Bongino extends it to show how a global event could be absorbed into partisan struggle. That move reinforces the book's central method: reinterpret major events through the lens of political consequence and hidden incentives. The chapter is analytically important because it demonstrates how the book connects public fear, policy disruption, and electoral impact. Readers who follow this line of reasoning will see the pandemic chapter as the book's most ambitious attempt to merge conspiracy analysis with contemporary crisis politics. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who already follow conservative political commentary, Trump-era investigations, and arguments about institutional bias in Washington. It offers a highly partisan but clearly structured account of recent political controversies, and its main value is interpretive rather than documentary. Readers looking for a neutral history of the Trump years will likely find its framing one-sided. But those interested in how anti-Trump narratives were assembled will find a forceful example of that style of political writing. Its practical benefit is that it shows how a single author can connect campaign finance, intelligence controversies, impeachment politics, and pandemic-era crisis into one coherent theory of power. Intellectually, it is useful as a study in modern political persuasion. The book demonstrates how suspicion, pattern recognition, and media criticism can be combined into a persuasive narrative architecture. Compared with similar books in the genre, it stands out less for moderation than for its aggressive synthesis. Bongino does not merely criticize opponents. He attempts to place them inside an integrated system of influence, making the book a representative example of deep state-themed political exposé writing. If you would like to support Dan Bongino, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.